All right, so we're back.
Hello. It's been a long time.
It has. I'm going to move a little closer because I think this table's... I'll kneel. I don't mind.
You sure?
I don't mind. Yeah, well, I don't mind because my brother has the Yeti, and he was in Pembroke, the Yeti microphone, so that would have been a little bit better, but it's okay. So,
if you want a chair or something like that? You want to sit on the corner
there? Can we grab a chair? Do we have a chair that I can snag?
We're unorganized here, guys. We're throwing this together.
We'll bring the phone with us. We'll do mobile. On the go.
This is a table. Let's do that.
We can do that, dude. That works. Yeah. We can do that. How's things, man?
Things are good. I apologize to everybody. I don't really have to apologize. I'll just fill you in. I'm having a baby and everything's getting winded down and getting to the end here. So
it's getting close.
It's getting really close. Woo.
You're on the year in 18
right
now.
We're on the
last leg.
It could be during the podcast now.
Dude,
you never know.
I honestly thought she was here, and I was like, I swear to God, if I go over there and this shit pops off, I'm going to lose my mind.
Oh,
I'm like,
wouldn't that be
nuts?
But if
we got it on the podcast, how cool would that be?
That would be amazing.
Runs in like, oh my God, it'd be nuts.
Shut it down.
I know, dude. Yeah, imagine you get... I mean, she's in the right spot, but if you get a call, like...
Oh, she's in the right spot right now. Yeah, perfect.
That's fucking crazy, man. That's a wild experience.
All right. It's cool. I mean, it could have been earlier this week. I got the call, it wasn't like it's happening because it wasn't like a super rush, but it was still like, okay, I'm going in. They want me to get an extra checked out right now after my appointment. It was like, I could get induced. I was like, okay. She was like, you need to get everything ready.
And oh, go, God. You're like, oh, Jesus.
And go to the hospital now. I'm like, okay.
Like, right now. No, false alarm. I'm good. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So do you guys have, like a bug out bag ready? Like,
yeah.
There's the door?
There's one for each of us. We're all set up to go.
Stroller I saw is ready to be unpacked.
Stroller's ready to go. The car seat's ready and everything. Everything's all set.
You know how to put the stroller in, right? Those things are honestly confusing, man.
I put it together and I know how to open it up. Yeah. I don't exactly... I should practice
wrapping
this.
It all underneath it around the seat.
I don't know how to click the thing into the stroller after you take it out, but it looks easy enough. It's all one click now.
Okay. I was going to say, when my niece was a baby, which was now like 15 years ago, man. I mean, I was younger, but I kind of struggled. It was like, fucking wrap it through here, around this thing, you stuff it in this seat belt, and you make sure it's nice and tight. It was like, but it was a weird contraption.
We were going through it. Yeah, they're all freaking tough. We were going through it, and we have one that's like, it's a port now, so it's just, you put there's a base piece, and then that is always there, and then you just click the thing in and out of that. So you don't have to...
That's dope, dude.
So you don't have to, like, unstrap it and strap it in every time if you're moving out and out of cars or something like that.
How long did it take them to think of that? That's genius. Yeah.
The one we have, though, it, like... As long as the weight's forward on it, which it usually would be with a baby in there, it's good. Right. But it wiggles around. I was like, why? Like, if you pull it up, it still wiggles. I'm like, why does this have any play in it?
There should be no movement at all.
Like, and it's like, there's only straps on the back. There's none on the front. I'm like, what did you get here? She's like, we can't exchange it now because it fits in the stroller and we have all the parts to this one. We have to return everything and get a whole different set. And I'm like, oh, geez, Louise. Like, what would we do here?
Oh. Damn, man.
And then, her father's like, oh, I got the one from years ago when Madison was born and all this stuff. And I'm
we're not getting the old
ancient one. And like, she only used, the baby ones you only use for a month or whatever when they're really young. And he's like, this one's in perfect shape. Use this one. This one doesn't wiggle around. I'm like, yeah, I'd rather use that one too. But it doesn't fit with the stroller.
Yeah, right?
She gets all upset. She's like, it's got a 2-year, because it's plastic.
It's not going to be durable enough, or it's got a 2-year
lifespan. I'm sure it's fine, they just put that on there because it's, if it sits in the sun or something like that.
Exactly. It's all malleable.
But anyway, I digress.
Oh, man, that's a fucking wild experience, man. I still think I'm going for D-Day. June 6th, baby. I'm calling it. I think that's when it's going to be.
You think so?
I really do. I think it's just a history guy in me, but I'm calling it. It's going to be storming the beaches.
What's the bet on? How much did you guys put in? Am I not supposed to know that?
I don't know if we're supposed to know. It was in the Snapchat. So it was just in the group Snapchat.
I switched my phone, I couldn't get my Snapchat back. Just something weird with the password transfer or something like that. I gotta figure it out.
So yeah,
I haven't been that concerned about it, obviously. So
it wasn't any sort of secret, but I think Ryan has it written down, and we're well over $100 now.
Oh, that's cool.
All of us have, I think, $10 in it. In between, like, the 12 of us or whatever it is, we all have, like, the next week and a half all planned out. I have the 6th. James has, like, I think he said the 10th, maybe? I don't remember what day he said.
Yeah, he said the 10th. He called me. He's like, because I was telling him, I was like, oh, she went in tonight for something because she wasn't feeling right. He wasn't kicking a lot today or something like that. And she's like, oh, I'm going in right now. I'm like, all right, so I might have to go to the hospital again today and do this stuff. It might not actually be it. And I told James all the stuff earlier, and he's like, oh, that. He's like, he has to wait a few more days.
He doesn't have a choice, all right? I'm going to go talk to him. I'm telling him he needs to wait, all right?
So I can win.
Yeah, seriously. It's not a bad purse, man. $100-something in there. That's a pretty good chunk of change.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad at all, man. So I'm hoping he any day on the day from midnight to 11:59, at any point, in that span of time, as long as it's the 6th. I'm fine with it. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. That's fine.
All right. We'll try something for that day. We'll see.
Yeah, man. So I'm not super up on current events, but we were talking about, like, the NBA. That's the
only thing I'm up on right now. Before we get into that, our faithful co-host here has bailed on us.
Yes, he did.
He didn't get out of this scot-free.
Yeah, no, not at all. He absolutely bailed on us. Not only did he invite us over here to coordinate all of this, and then decided he was just not ready. He wasn't feeling it. He was good to eat the pretzels, though, but he didn't. He definitely...
He's a sleepy bitch. I offered him Gatorade, I offered him an energy drink and stuff like that.
Yeah, we could have got him an energy drink.
Yeah.
But it's cool. Hopefully he gets home safe. He'll hear this after he gets home anyways. What's the difference?
Yeah.
But, yeah, he totally bailed on us. Not cool. But, it happens.
Not cool.
I bail on people all the time, so who am I to talk? You know what I mean? Hi, buddy.
I got a cigar out of him. I guess that's pretty good.
Yeah, those are nice cigars.
Man. Cohibas tonight. That was pretty good.
Where are those from? I don't know a lot about cigars.
I don't know. Cubans are from Honduras or Cuba, maybe? I don't know.
Your cat's going to scratch me.
Oh, man.
Ow,
all right, you're all done, buddy.
He's good.
The cat's on the table. He's attacking.
Last time I was here, he clawed the shit out of my legs, dude. Oh. He drew blood, I think.
Oh. So he loves to look adorable and then just...
Yeah.
Bang.
He's so soft. He's so fuzzy. And then he just... Look, he's looking at me now like I'll fuck you up. Keep talking shit. Watch what happens. Look at him. But yeah, man, the NBA. What if we get Damian Lillard? What happens?
Is that a rumor right now?
They had mentioned it. They want to trade Kemba Walker, and they had mentioned trying to get Damian Lillard.
How does that work?
No, I mean, he's definitely leaving. I mean, I would expect him to leave Portland, I would think.
It drove me nuts. I mean, I don't know what the hell's going on with Kemba all year this year, but like... And it's like, all right, we're probably gonna lose this team, and we have a few games left, and it's like, why not throw him at it? Even if he can be out there for 15 minutes, like save him for 10 minutes at the end of the game or something. Like,
put him in and just have him take threes, dot him, do something, like just whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's brutal.
What a bust! What a bust! And then, like when he looks good, it's like, oh, all right, this guy's awesome. And it's,
dude,
and
when that team looks good, they're not unstoppable, but like they're a force. Like they're good. What I mean? I mean, they're like good. The Nets are the Nets, but like, bro, they're the Nets. Like, mm-hmm. It's James Harden, Kevin Durant, and you know what I mean, and Kyrie Irving. It's like that's a boat. No matter what team no matter what team you have, but like. As
they,
far as
they
like
put
the
up
rest
100
of the,
points together, what, game 3 or game
they,
4?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, it was like the most, I think they said the most scored by like 3 players in a playoff game ever or something, or was, or it's just absurd. It's
two
like,
of them had 40 points in the same, how much do you get that?
Yeah. Like, what are you supposed to do?
What do you do?
You literally double team, you can double team two of them and then still have one open. You can, you know, have pressure on all of the, it's just like, there's nothing you can do, man. It's just... Even if you pressure James Harden, he just shits all over you anyways. What's the difference, dude? Like, but yeah, man.
We'll see what happens. I thought I'm not huge on Tatum. He's obviously the most talented player on the team. He's extremely good basketball player. Right? But he doesn't have that chip on his shoulder,
right?
And it's like, all right, and everybody can see that. He doesn't have the chip on his shoulder, but he can still throw up 50 in a game. It's like, what if you did have the chip on his shoulder?
And that's what's crazy to me. I'm like, see, like, Dame has, like, that attitude.
Yeah.
Like, he just gives you that look, like, yo, like, I'm gonna shit on you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, right. I'm gonna own you. Like,
right. He's got like, ice in his veins. He'll hit four threes in a row at the end of the game. Like,
Jason Tatum can do it, but he just, like, I don't even want to say he's not likable. Like, I don't have an issue with him. He just has, like,
he's quiet.
There's, like, no personality. Like, like all the shit that's been going on and, like, the team itself has, like, showed no fight. And then all the shit that's been going on with just all the controversy. And there's just, like, nothing.
I do like how, I know there's nothing out of him and he doesn't stick up for Boston or anything like that. But I do like that he didn't want to get into any of the racism stuff.
Which I give that. And, like, not to get too much into it, but, like, if I were, and, like, I'm obviously a white guy, but, like, if I were them, I would not want to, like, I'm not going to speak about some other guy's, like, experience with or without racism in a, like, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
you don't everyone's like, oh, you need to speak about it. And I'm like, they can't speak about, like, what someone else experienced. They can say what they might have heard while on the court, but, like, that's a touchy subject, even as you know what I mean? I'm like, right. Man, like, that's, I can understand why they wouldn't want to wade into that discussion, but it's like, it puts them in a tough situation because, like, you got to defend your teammates and, like, the people that come and fucking buy tickets to watch you play. Like, you know what I mean?
But, yeah. But regardless of what has happened in Boston and what hasn't happened and what people say and everything, you know, you hear so many callers that call in that have season tickets and all this stuff, and it's like, what Kyrie said then and what he said when he was here is totally different because he was like, he's like, I've never experienced racism, and I love Boston and all this
stuff. Dude, and so I was thinking, I saw that same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He it was like interviews from 2019, and he was just like, yeah, I mean, you know, I've not experienced any of that. Like, you know, I guess each play, it was something with DeMarcus Cousins, and he was like, you know, I guess it you know, if he says it happened, but I've never experienced that personally. And then a year later, he's like, yeah, everyone's racist. I'm like, what? Like, you were Boston's here, you never said anything about it. Stuff, you were here for 2 years, never mentioned it. Never said it, never brought it up, never. And if it was so bad when you were here, as someone in that position, why wouldn't you go through the organization and try and make a change from within the organization and bring it up? Like, I don't know. He's
such a smug bitch, and I think it's just like, him being like, because that guy takes everything personally. And
everything.
He's such a freaking diva, and I'm sure it's him being, like, trying to bait people into stuff here and, like, and trying to, like, ruin part of the organization that's going on here. Yeah. And it's, he just sucks. I hate him.
And it's like, listen, racism is not dead, obviously. It's everywhere. But, like, he goes out of his way to, like, whatever. Like,
it's happened in multiple places.
Right, and it's like, listen, you made a promise to season ticket holders, and then you left. Like, yeah, we're a little pissed. We have a right to be pissed about that, but whatever. Like, you're allowed to change your mind. You can renege on a deal.
We're in a sports town. You're supposed to be a professional athlete and deal with that.
Right. Exactly. And it's like, obviously he doesn't deserve to have shit thrown at him. Like, dude, like, listen, I understand Boston sports fans get rowdy, but, like, you don't have to chuck shit at the guy. No one should be spitting at him. Like, that's just, come on.
That's stupid. That kid's an idiot. He's stupid.
Right.
And it's like, I don't know if he deserves what's coming to him, but I don't know the full thing of what he's getting, but they're talking about 6 months in prison or something like that.
He's being charged, supposedly, assault and battery with a deadly weapon.
Little excessive.
From what I heard. Yeah, but I think they're just trying to make a I think the whole point is, like, a overabundance of, like, listen, like, we're gonna get hit this kid hard so as to discourage anyone else. You know what I mean? Like back in the old days when they would go so extreme with a punishment so that they would discourage anyone else from doing it so that they wouldn't have to worry about it, is, like, the idea.
I mean, in the old days, freaking, what would a basketball player done then? Like, if you threw a freaking...
Dude!
Threw a water bottle or a beer or something? The Sixers and the fucking
Celtics, dude, they would... Terry O'Reilly, I mean, it's hockey, but still, Terry O'Reilly... Ron Artest ran into the crowd and beat the shit out of a fan. Like,
right.
I'm like, dude...
And he played basketball.
Yeah.
Didn't go to jail. Dude,
I'm like, the Sixers and the Celtics literally fought each other all the time in the 70s. It was, like, a known thing. Like, it was, like, every time they met each other, there was some sort of altercation. The Red Sox beat the shit out of the Yankees when we were growing up. I'm like, why is this so, like...
Multiple times there were fights.
I'm not promoting violence here, but it's like, bro, like, the Celtics need some sort of spark, like... And after everything the guy did, like, bro, you step on the logo, you light sage to get rid of any bad vibes, you constantly call us racist after, like, numerous interviews with, like, all these Danny Ainge and everyone else not saying a bad word about him. Mm-hmm. Danny Ainge, Brad, none of them said anything bad about him. They were never like, oh, that guy sucks. They're all like, oh, he's a great person, he's a phenomenal athlete. Disrespected
the whole organization and, you know, everything about Boston.
Yeah.
It's like, Can somebody stand up that's not an ex-player that played 10 years ago?
Yeah, right? It's like, bro, like...
That's why we love all those guys. That's why we love KG and Perk and Big Baby says something out of nowhere.
Big Baby trying to threaten someone over Twitter is the funniest thing about it. He's like, awesome. Yo, before someone gets hurt, I'm like, all right. What'd you say? You were crying on the bench, weren't you? I'm like,
chill there, Big Baby.
Yeah, I'm like, your name's Big Baby. I'm like,
did you see Durant responding to him? He was like, relax or something like that.
Yeah, I thought that was funny shit.
I was like, all right, well, you could probably kick your ass during it. You're a little twig, you know?
That's the thing, but I don't know. It's just one of those, like, I kind of agree with KD on that one. It's like, you kind of got to roast the man. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, he kind of asked for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, no, it's just like, man, he has a right to, like, totally have a right to call off and be like, I don't really feel like playing here anymore. I want to play for my home city. Fine. Like, we'll be pissed about it. We'll get some booze. But if you just, like, carried yourself normally and just, like, took the booze...
Right.
Would have been over with. Probably a year, and then, you know, you might still get booze, but, like, no one's gonna, like rip you apart.
Didn't you love the booze that game,
though? Oh, my God. I've never heard someone get booed that loud in a fucking Boston stadium in a long time. It was, like, resounding. Yeah, it was very loud, man.
That was so awesome.
It was not a quiet little boo. I was like, that is, they are pissed, so.
If you could hear it loud over the television, over the commentators and everything, it was great.
But what I thought was, like, super interesting was, like, they did this, so it's okay, or they did this, or we did this, but, like, listen, the guy threw a water bottle, like, it had... You know, maybe it had something to do with race. Maybe the guy was just fucking drunk and being dumb. Like, it wasn't like he was like, oh, I hate black people and like chucked the water bottle. He just happened to throw it at him. Like, he could have just been a dumb, salty fan and just thought it was funny and had nothing to do with race. I don't know, but like,
yeah, who knows?
Kyrie's from New York.
They have the recording of what he was saying after he threw the water bottle. Did you hear that?
Who, Kyrie?
No,
kid?
No, the kid.
No,
he's like. Wasn't me. Wrong guy.
Yeah, right. Wrong guy. I'm on video chucking the thing. Wasn't me. Dude, this
said wrong guy like 20 times in a row. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because he knew he was about to get his ass whooped by a fucking grown-ass man. You know what I mean? Like, right. He's not a huge dude, but, like, stand up face-to-face with him after throwing a water bottle.
Who was his teammate that went out first and, like, threw his hands up at him or something?
Oh,
like,
I don't know. I did see that guy. I don't know.
He was a scrappy little bit. He's not that great, but ugly one. Ugly dude.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to fuck with him. I wouldn't want to fight him. He's probably a big-ass dude.
Yeah,
you know,
very
6'7".
I don't want to mess with that guy.
Yeah, really. I'm all set. He's just a dumbass.
Oh, he's dumb.
But it's like, not for nothing, but Kyrie's from New York. New Jersey and New York, but it's that area, right? Madison Square Garden just had an incident where they literally spit on Trae Young. He hasn't mentioned a word.
He didn't say anything about
that. He hasn't mentioned a word. I'm like, well, it's weird that when your city and they spit on a guy who's... I don't know if Trae Young's... If he's 100% black. I don't know if he's half. Either way, I know he's black.
Right.
So I'm like that's not disrespectful and racist? Like, what?
Nothing... No one's talking about that. No,
yeah, I'm like, dude, they spit on this man. Like, and he's... Not to mention, he's still shit on them, by the way. He just owned the Knicks. But, like... I don't see you mention anything about your city.
Right.
Nothing. I'm like, all right. So, like...
There was another thing that happened to him, too. I saw one of the players on the other team walked by him, some bench guy or something like that, and, like, threw his shoulder into him.
Trae Young?
Threw his shoulder to Trae Young when he was walking off the court. Actually, I don't even know if that was that serious.
I feel like Trae Young's, like... Everything I've seen, he doesn't seem like...
No, not him. Some guy did it to him.
Right, but I feel like Trae Young's, like... He's like a Steph Curry. I feel like he's not someone who really, like, talks a lot of shit and, like, really gets people's nerves going. Like,
someone on the other team did that to him, and he just kept walking. He, like, looked back and shrugged it off. It was like, whatever. And his teammate came up behind him and, like, pushed the guy and got him. And then there was a scuff behind him. He just walked off the floor. But it's like, all right, he's respectable. He's not going to get involved with that for the better of the team and everything.
Let's his game talk, too.
Yeah.
That's all he had to do. He dropped, like, 3 30-point games in a row. He's like, I don't need to push you guys around. I'll just fucking own you. Like, you know what I mean? I'll just take you guys out.
Show you on the court, man.
Literally. But, I'll just make Spike Lee leave early. You know?
But I don't think 6 months is... Like, It doesn't add up for throwing a water bottle.
No, it doesn't. And I don't think it's... I think the ban is enough. Like, and the ridicule
of this... there was that Bruins game where the players went into the stands and beat that guy with a shoe.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. And, like, it's nothing.
Those guys played the next game, right?
Yeah. I don't know, but I can imagine they did, yeah.
They didn't get suspended for the season or anything
like
that.
Back in the day, they were like, well, you shouldn't have done what you did. I mean, that's what you get. Like,
you get a fine and you know...
Dude, I can't imagine... Like, the kid's name was released, so, like, that's bad enough. Like... He's being
they know everything about him. They didn't blur his face or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. And he's being talked about everywhere. It's been on screwed. It's been on NBC. It's been on local news. It's been on Felger and Maz. It's been
everywhere. If he had a job, he lost it, and he's not going to find another one easy.
Oh, man. That's tough, man. Like, that's real rough.
Oh, man. You got to think about, like, leaving the city. If that's...
That's tough, and I don't think it was racially motivated. Like I don't think it was. I don't know the kid, but like I don't think so. I think he's probably just a stupid fan who's like, oh fuck Kyrie, I hate that guy, and throws a bottle at him, not thinking that he's even gonna get noticed. It's like, bro, in a professional sports stadium, there's 18,000 cameras. You know what I mean? There's probably like a bunch of people around you who are undercover, whatever agents and everything else. It's like you gotta understand that that's gonna get seen. Like.
Right.
It's gonna be found. You're eventually gonna get caught, dude. Like, come on. What did you think that was?
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, I don't know, man.
There's so much stuff that goes into this racism thing in Boston and stuff, and it's like, it's, I'm not a black basketball player that's playing on the court. I don't know if these things are being said at Fenway to Machado and all this
and
stuff.
Right, and that's the thing.
I don't know if they're just saying this stuff or who knows?
Right.
Who knows if they see who it is or if they're just hearing black people saying the N-word, cheering them on or something like that. You can't know, and I'm not saying that's what's happening. It could be, but...
Right, it's just like... And it's like... I don't know. I just feel like it's like... There's only like... I just... If it's so prominent in basketball and in the NBA, like, why... Like, why are more people not mentioning it and, like, trying to... With everything that's going on in the world and the amount of reform that's trying to take place, like, why would they not... If enough NBA players all spoke about it, like... If it was like Kyrie said it, and then Damian Lillard said it, and then John Wall said it, and then this guy said it, and it was like, yeah, like, all of us have heard this and that, it was like, you know what I mean? But it's like, you're not. Like, so it's like, did it actually happen? Did it just happen to one guy? Because, and it's like, if it did happen, like, not that racism is right, but it's like, was it just one bad egg? Is this something that's happened all the time? Did Kyrie come once in this, you know what I mean? Like, I read a thing that said he spent a lot of time in Boston, I guess his dad or something... worked for, or something with BU, I think. I don't know a ton about it. But supposedly he spent a ton of time here, and I'm like, okay, well, if he did spend a ton of time here, like, he would know that it's pretty diverse. Like, it's a very, very diverse city. Like, half my school...
All cultures.
I'm like, half my class was, like, people that, like, I had fucking, you know, I have all sorts of people from different nationalities, cultures, countries, creeds, colors, races, all of it. You know what I mean?
Everything.
And it's like,
they got everything,
like, and that's just Hoboken. I'm like, that's not even like Boston and Dorchester and Roxbury and everywhere else. Like,
even you go into some of these suburban towns and they have restaurants of every different nationality. It's crazy here.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, dude, you can go to a place like Quincy and get like really good, like, Chinese or Vietnamese food, because there's a very, like, very strong Vietnamese culture and things like that. Mm. You can go to places like Fitchburg or, like, down south to, like, Fall River, very popular for, like, Portuguese folks.
Right.
And, like, a lot of Brazilian steak. It's like, dude, there's so much culture around here.
Framingham's got all the Brazilian stuff going on.
Right, Framingham, all that.
Norwood has a bunch of Greek places. They have a bunch of Lebanese places.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, man, there's Turkish
spots and everything.
There's a ton of culture here if you actually, like, look around. But, like, it's preying on, like, the 1970s super white fucking what's up guy Boston. You know what I mean?
I think they tie into that a lot. And this could be part of it. It could be, like, where Boston's the most, like, winningest sports city in the last, what, 20, 25 years or something like that at this point.
Yeah.
And people are saying it could be a way to put down the city and, like, discourage people from going there. And you know, I'm not saying there's no racism because of that reason, but, like, that could be a possibility.
No, it's true, but, like, and I mean, I'm not going to speak for every person in Boston, but, like, personally, like, I was at a Red Sox game or, like, a Celtics game, and I've been to quite a few over my years, and I've never really heard any, like, outward racism. But I'm telling you that, like, I really, truly, honestly think that if I was at a Red Sox game and some guy started yelling the N-word at people, I'm pretty sure that guy would get punched in the face. Like, they'd be like, buddy, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, this kid's here, whatever. But it's like, dude, like, what is wrong with you? Like, first of all, that guy's a human being. Second of all, like, what this fucking...
There's no way that guy...
It is 2021. Like, Jesus Christ.
There's no way that
guy's
staying there the game. Someone's standing in the bleachers in Fenway yelling at some guy in the outfield.
Yeah.
Yelling the N-bomb at him. He's out of there in less than 5 minutes.
And I'm like, dude, I've been to the Celtics games plenty of times, and I've sat plenty of time. I've sat in load seats. I've sat in the club seats. More often, you sit up in, like, the nosebleeds, but I've sat in every area except like floor seats, obviously.
Even up in the nosebleeds where people yell crazy shit, yeah. I've never heard people screaming N-bomb.
I'm like, yeah, they might say fuck you, you suck, like they might, but I've never heard anyone go outward racism ever. And no. I'm like, dude, ever in my life. And I'm like, and not to mention, like, if you were talking about like the Red Sox and racism, like, dude, the Red Sox have a big history of racism. Like, I don't know everything about them, but like they were the last, if I remember correctly, they were the last team to have like a black player on their team as a professional. Like, they were really behind the times for shit like that, and that's actually the reason they changed the Yawkey way, right? Because Yawkeys have a real, like, history of that. So, like, fair enough, if you mention it with the Red Sox, like, you might have some, but, and I don't know everything about the Celtics, like, I'm a big fan.
The Celtics were the first NBA team to have an all-black starting five.
And Bill Russell, I could be wrong, but he was, if not the first, he had to have been one of the first black head coaches. He had to have been.
Oh, yeah.
He was a player coach. He had to be, and, like, they had some issues, like, there were people
And
who,
he said, I mean, he said all the time that he dealt with racism a lot at that time, but, like, at that time, it's expected.
And that's what I was gonna say, like, he...
Not
like,
that it's good, but it was expected.
He dealt with, like, people going into his home and, like, or going into his home or trying to burn his home or something like that, and, like, I get it, and, like, but that was a fucking turbulent time, man. Like, that was the 60s. Everything was good.
Everything.
The Vietnam
was
War was going on. Fucking the Civil Rights Movement was going on. It was free love. Like, there was a lot going on, man. Like, he was not, like, there were a lot of anyone who was trying to speak out for black rights was getting, like, Malcolm X was getting silenced. Martin Luther King. There was a million people. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like, he was just one of many. And it's not just because it's Boston. It's just, it was racism abounds.
Right.
Like, it was... It's everywhere now, but it was everywhere then and open. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It was far more open and like accepted
open
than it
yeah,
is now.
Exactly.
So it's like, but
the thing is up here too is like, there's racism here, but it's not an open thing. Like there's,
right.
It's still racism is still an open thing in other parts of the country. Like you know when somebody is a racist.
Oh yeah, for
up
sure.
Up here it's like, no, if you're a racist, you're a closet racist.
And that's like honestly like, and again like I understand I am a white guy, so like. Crazy in our head, but like, so I don't know, but like,
yeah,
I would imagine that's worse. If I were like a black guy, I would be like, dude, if you're gonna be racist, at least just be racist. Don't be like secret racist. Like that's almost worse because you're like trying to like coward in the fact that you're not when you're just like, bro, if you're gonna be something, just be it. Don't be like half it. Like I don't want you to be racist, but like, bro,
I don't know if I want them to bring it out. I don't know if I agree.
But what I mean is just like, bro, like. I don't want you to like there's a scene in there's a movie called I think it's One Night in Miami, I think is the name. I've seen it twice, I should know the name of it.
Okay.
Basically the idea of it is it's a fictional account of something that people think actually happened, but they don't know like what conversation took place. So basically it was Sam Cooke he's like a soul artist.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually like I love Sam Cooke. He's like my favorite. Y'all. Love them. Sam Cooke, Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, and Jim Brown, they were all like really big in the Civil Rights Movement. And Muhammad Ali's win against, I want to say Sonny Liston, but I don't remember, in Miami, they all went and they were all friends. They went and they hung out supposedly at this hotel, but whatever they said in the hotel is lost to history. So this movie is like trying to recreate what they would have talked about that night. So it's like them talking about their impact and all of this other stuff and blah, blah, blah. There's a scene in the beginning of that movie where like Jim Brown's talking to this southern, like real southern white dude. And the white dude's like, oh, like, you know, we're all so proud of you. Like, you're an amazing player and the things you've done for this state and Georgia pride and all of this. And then he's like, oh, okay. And then the guy's daughter comes out, and he's, you know, she's like, oh, I need help moving this couch. So the guy goes in to help her, and Jim Brown is like, oh, why don't I give you some help with that? And the guy won't let him in the house because he's black. After just telling him, like, oh, like, you're the best, and we love you, and you're the best. Can I, like, oh, I'll help you with this. Like, no, we don't let black people in the house. Like, what are you, crazy? Like, you know, you're a great football player, but come on. It's like, that's worse. Like, I'd rather you just be outward and just tell me you're racist than, like, do that shit and then be like, oh, no, we don't.
I feel like that could definitely still exist in a lot of places. Right,
and that's, like, that to me is, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's worse.
They love that football down there, and it's like, there could be some guy that's totally racist against the everyday black person, but if they, you know, they saw their college hero on the street or something like that, or the NFL player that just won the game for them last week.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you're cool. You're cool.
That shit's crazy to me. Like, in the scene, like, if you watch the movie, it's awesome, but it, like, hits you like a truck. Like, it just, it's like this nice conversation, and then he's just like, boom, and you're just like, oh, my God, dude. Oh, okay. Like, it just, like, it, like, opens your eyes. You're like, holy crap. And then it's just like, you just see, like, it's a really good movie, but it's definitely one you gotta, like, you gotta digest. Like, it's definitely, and as, like, obviously, like, as, you know, as the fucking white person, you obviously, that is like, well, this just makes me feel terrible, of course. Like, but, like, even though I was born 35 years after this would have taken place, but, like, whatever, but, like, it's still a really good movie.
Yeah.
And it teaches you a lot about, like, we didn't learn about Malcolm X when I was in school.
No, they bring
didn't learn up. About They're Sam Cooke, like, or Muhammad Ali or Jim Brown, really.
You get, like, 3 bullet points on him on a slide or something like that. You know, that's what I got.
And, only thing we learned about was that George Washington Carver made peanut butter, or peanuts. That was about it. Like, that was, like, when we grew up, that was the only person of, like, any sort of, like, black descent or anything like that. You know what I mean? You mean to tell me it's the only guy who's ever invented something? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
There's no Frederick Douglass. Like, we didn't really learn about him. It's like, dude.
Oh, man. I read his autobiography. Like, that was awesome.
Right?
It was so good. It was unbelievable, the stuff he went through and everything. Yeah. And, like, hearing about, like, the different types of slave owners he had and everything. It, like, some of them, they was like, oh, I could have lived with that guy forever and I would have been fine. And this guy,
it's fucking incredible, man. Like, and the things that, like, he went through, it's just, it's crazy.
Oh, it's and, like, unbelievable.
There's one I learned about, I think his name is, yeah. So, fucking Benjamin Banneker, he's another one who was, like, if I remember, he was like, a mathematician, a historian. He was, like, just, like, an inventor. He was a very, very smart, knowledgeable, like, important guy. Never even learned about him. I did a project on him, and I was like, dude, this guy was, like, he was into math, he was writing equations, he was into astronomy, he did like, almanacs and shit. I'm like, this guy was, like, all over the place. Never even learned about him.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm like, never learned about him. I'm like, but I learned about all these other people who are, like, patently useless. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, who the fuck is that guy? Learned about Ulysses Grant. I'm like, what did he ever do? Like, he was just in the Civil War. I'm like, oh, okay, like, I mean, militarily, I'm sure he did a lot, but, like, right. I can't tell you anything, you, like, policy-wise he did that was important. I'm like, I have no idea. I
can't tell you much about any of these people. They don't teach you enough in school.
Dude.
About history, anyway.
They don't teach you anything. The best class I took in school was also the dumbest class I ever took in school, weirdly enough. No, so in my senior year, we took, like, it wasn't, like, stupid math, but it was, like, the low college, like, whatever math course, like, the... You know, you just need this class because you're a senior and you don't want to do anything class.
Yeah.
Dude, we learned, like, percentages, how to tip, how to do, like, balance checkbooks, like, all the superstar, yeah, how to do taxes. Stuff. Best class I've ever taken. I can't tell you if I've ever used the fucking Pythagorean theorem, but I bet those percentages helped me in my job when I was in retail all the time.
I have used the Pythagorean theorem at work, but I need to learn what I do.
Yeah, well, you have, you have to deal with, like, hypotheses, hypotenuse.
Hypotenuse and stuff, but yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, back to the whole racism in Boston thing. Again, we can't speak to it, but...
Right.
I would have liked if more people on the team at least stood up for the city a little bit. Why are you laying down and just kind of... Like, you don't have to say, like, there's nothing here, there's nothing happening. But you can at least say, like, I've never had anything happen to me, and, like, I work with the city. Like, Jalen Brown, he could have said, instead of, like, he bashed the city pretty good. He's well-spoken and everything, but he's...
Jalen Brown.
He basically just agreed with what Kyrie said, and then I mean, he said he helps and he goes out in the community and he does all this good stuff, and,
right?
Which is awesome, but he could have been like, "I love Boston," you know,
and like, and
I
even
love
still,
the Celtics,
like
they, I love playing here, and hear that from right. anybody on the team.
And like I said, like if you if all of the athletes are like, "Listen, I'll be honest with you, like you know, I've not experienced it myself, but like." I've heard, you know, other players mention it and, like, things like that. I support Kyrie and, like, what he said. And, like, I hope that we can work with the league and, like, you know, the Celtics fans and organization to, like, try and make a change. Don't just, like, you can't go into a place outwardly, even if people are, like, not the best, you cannot go into a place outwardly call every one of them racist without, like, he didn't say you're all racist, but everyone's going to think that he's calling all of us racist because he didn't say... Well, it's only one bad egg, or whatever. He just said, yeah, you've seen a lot of old ways racism, and that's how Boston is, and everyone knows it. You're insinuating that everyone is a racist in Boston. It's like, and then you wonder why people, like, boo you, and are mad at you, and, like, right. throw things at you. It's like, it's not because they're racist that they throw things at you. It's because you just called all of them racist.
Yeah.
When they just want to come here and watch a game, and right. you just went out of your way to shit on them, wave sage... Like, go start a super team in their league, step on their logo and everything they stand for, and then call them racist multiple times, and then you're like, oh, they threw a water ball at me, they're an asshole. It's like, no, man, like, listen, I'm not saying that, like, you've never heard any racism in Boston, but, like, dude, people are just pissed at you. Like, they're right. not throwing stuff at Kevin Durant.
It's
they're not throwing stuff at James Harden.
No.
Like, it's just you.
How
they didn't do it
to
LeBron.
Watch Harden in those games, though. Total
he's
loss.
Unbelievable, man.
Holy crap, he's by far the best player on that team. It's like...
I mean, but it's like, I feel
he
like...
He is freaking talented. I mean, Durant's unbelievable.
But
yeah,
I feel like James Harden scores, like, outwardly. Like, you know when he scores... I looked up and, like, Kevin Durant had, like, 24 points. I was
yeah,
like, I've
know.
Watched this whole game. I feel like he didn't score at all.
I know.
He was, like, 23 points,
he's,
like, 8 rebounds. I'm like, when did this happen, dude?
Him and Tatum are very similar in that,
yeah.
in that respect. But
you look up, 40 points, you're like...
But Harden is, like, almost triple-double every game.
Dude.
And you forget, oh, man.
He's unreal. Did you... So, I know I brought up Damian Lillard earlier, but did you see his double Dame time, dude? He... So...
No,
his,
no. What are you doing?
His two buzzer-beating shots, dude...
Oh,
my
really?
God. So, yeah. So, I don't... It was game... I think it's... I don't know which game it was. Game whatever. And I was going into... It was nearly tied. It was going to be going... They were going to lose, I think, going into the, like, end of the fourth. He had, like, a step-back three at the end. Mm. Ices it. Brings it to overtime. Then at the end of overtime, they're about to lose. Ices it with the same exact shot from three on a fadeaway. Again, brings it in a double overtime, and then I think they like.
Oh man,
he's
that guy's
so
got,
good.
He's got ice in his veins. He lives for those moments,
bro,
man. I remember watching
twice in a row.
It had to be like maybe 6 years ago at this point. They were playing the Blazers in the playoffs. The Rockets were playing the Blazers, and Harden hit something like almost right at the end. And he was going back and forth with Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard hit, like, four deep threes.
Yeah, bro.
And like, he just put the freaking Rockets down, and it was awesome. Oh,
yeah,
man.
And I respect him a lot. I don't remember, like, I have to paraphrase it, but there was a tweet, and I think it was to Paul George, or someone, and it had something to do with, like, coming to play for a big team, or, like, something along those lines, like playing for a super team, or getting someone to come play with them.
Mm.
And Dame basically was just like, you're afraid of the grind, like... Not like you're pussies, but like, bro, like, you guys are, like, all you guys want to do is just win, like, by any means. Like, you're afraid of the grind, you're afraid of the work, and, like, the hustle, and, like, the drive of trying to, like, make it with your team instead of just being like, oh, I'll just get, like, this guy and that guy and that guy and just win six in a row. Like,
yeah.
And it was just one of those, like, I respect that, dude. Like, it's like a Russell Westbrook type thing. Like, dude,
that's
even if
awesome.
I lose, I'm going to lose graciously. And, like, I'm going to lose knowing that I'm still better than most of you
yeah,
anyways.
Yeah, you're not
so,
going
like,
to get this easy ever.
Right, right. You know what I mean?
I don't care who I got around me. We're going to make it work.
Right, like...
That's awesome. I yeah. love that. You
that attitude, that,
that,
that attitude is what
anybody.
I want, dude. That's
you
what I'm
want
saying.
That everywhere. That's what you want to see.
That's what the Celtics don't have. Like, they get shit on by 20 and then they get called, like, every name in the book and they're just like, okay, I guess you're right. It's like,
yeah.
dude! Fucking, what do you mean? Like, Kevin Garnett would have been throwing elbows at people and fucking
know,
throwing
right?
the ball. I'm like, what are you doing?
And
like,
the fact that they laid...
Rondo would have been sure. He would have got kicked out of the game by now, dude.
Oh,
I'm
absolutely.
Like, come on.
Like,
show some fight, man. Like, do something.
Throw the racism stuff out the window. The guy steps on your logo in the middle of the court and wipes his foot
and
on
like,
it. And, it's, and
right.
none of you stand up. Like, Marcus Smart, Mr. Celtic, doesn't say anything because
right.
you're all buddy with freaking
right.
Kyrie.
And again.
It's like, dude... I don't care if he's a superstar and everybody gets along with him in the league.
Right.
In the league. That's your team, man.
Right. And
that's
like,
everything you got to stand for right now.
And it's like, dude, like, yes, it's a logo. It's an inanimate object, but it's like, dude, it would
be... You know what it meant when he stepped on that.
If you said, I know it's not the same thing, but if you were like, oh, I stepped on the American flag, people would lose their mind. It's like, oh, it's just an object. It's like, no, I understand... It's a much, like, higher degree, like, the American flag. Yeah, I understand that. Like, there's a whole lot more that goes, you know, sacrifices and all that. But it's the principle of the thing. Like, a logo can mean a lot more than just a logo. Like, it's the whole, like, Celtics have been around forever. Like, they're institution in Boston. You know what I mean? Like, right. They've been around forever. Mm-hmm. They're a way of life, as Red Auerbach said. He did say that. It's just like, dude. You're just going to walk in. Like, they were all pissed. All the old players were like, you can't just do that, man. Like, listen, you can be as angry as you want, but you can't just come in and just straight stomp on our shit and then expect, like, good treatment.
No.
And expect to not be, like, hated and shit like that. I'm like, bro, like, LeBron was hated for years and carried himself far better than Kyrie ever has. Like,
right, we all hated him, but it was, I mean, you know, LeBron says some stupid stuff after the games and stuff, too, but he doesn't. He never went in here and freaking stomped on the logo and randomly said, oh yeah, Boston's racist.
And it's just like...
Boston's a racist city, like, everybody knows that.
It's and like, again, like, man, like, he still could have, like, brought up the racism thing. There's just better ways to do it. You've got to be more tactful. Like, don't just go in and just be like, yeah, they're all racist. Like, be smarter with, like, the way you approach it, and you'll get, like, much more of, like...
Was that even asked in the question to him, or is it just, like...
No, it wasn't. They were just saying, because they didn't mention anything. It was basically just, like, something along the lines of, like, you know, last time you were here as an opponent, there was, like, no fans.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about being an opponent now that there's going to be, like, you know, fans in the garden? He was just like, you know, like, I've been an opponent plenty That's of right. times in other places before... I just hope that we keep it strictly basketball. We don't have any, like, subtle racism and all this other stuff. And, like, he could have just been like, I just hope we keep it strictly basketball and people don't get too, you know, crazy. Whatever. Like, went out of his way to say it.
You don't need to. See, that's the thing. Stop talking about it.
And, like.
Stop talking about it. You don't need to bring it up.
And you just, yeah, you just, I don't know, man. It's just like, it just makes it look all, like, terrible for Celtics fans who really just want to fucking enjoy the game, man. Like, 99% of Celtics fans just want to go to the game.
Right.
Grab a few beers.
It's a playoff game. They want to go there and get excited about watching basketball.
Right? Seriously. Like, yeah. I just want to enjoy basketball without being told I'm a terrible person.
Even if this wasn't what he was trying to do, and he could have been just by the way he freaking carries himself and all the shit he says, but, like, even if he didn't mean to do this, that baits people into doing stupid things.
Like, that right there is, like, by you saying that makes people more angry at you and, like, makes people want to throw water bottles at you. Whereas, like I said, if, like, Jaylen Brown...
I was so worried after he said that, and I'm like, he's such an idiot, and now I really hope someone doesn't give him the gratification.
And that's exactly what it was. Like, this one idiot fan shows everyone else, like, you know what I mean? And it's like, of course. Now, one person does that, so now every single person who's in the crowd is an asshole. It's like... But, like, you know what I mean? When all of us are saying...
That was bad in its own right, but, like, I'm just happy no one freaking used some racial slur at him or something it's just like that. Dude. That would have been, you know, right. That would have been horrible.
And it's just, oh, man, it's just, like, I feel like if it really is there, there's ways he could have gone about that would elicit a much more positive response. When you go into a place and you're just like, you're all racist, or, like, you guys have a history of racism, whatever, you make people, like, angry and, like, spiteful and, like, you know, vengeful. Mm-hmm. If you go in and you're like, listen, like, I've definitely heard this before, I don't know what other players think, but I've definitely heard it, I would really like to work with the organization, that wouldn't get people angry at you. No. That would get people questioning, like, well, man, maybe, like... You know what I mean? Like, that would be... The people on the radio would be like, all right, what do you guys think about, like, that? Like, have you heard it? Is this something that goes on? Is there a way we can be better? Whatever. Like, it would elicit a much more positive...
Right.
Change, you know, change-filled response.
It does make you uneasy when you hear, like, Smart and Jaylen talking about it, and they're like, yeah, like, we may have heard stuff before or something like that.
Yeah.
I think Smart said something about him walking out or something like that. One of them said something, and something... Like, some guy in it... Or a woman and their son or something like that. We're at the crosswalk and I think it was Smart said like oh watch out or something like that. And they like you know they
called them an N-word, and they're like, oh, don't say that to me, or something like that. And it's like, oh, man.
Yeah, like,
if one of our own players is saying that.
But, like, see, that to me,
it's
like...
But that's just one person. That's just...
And, like...
They didn't make it seem like it's the whole city, and it's like, but hearing that from your own team, it's like, oh, that sucks. That really sucks that that's in our city.
That just... Like, I don't know. Like, I would never tell someone that they're lying about something like that, but that's just, like...
It seems far-fetched, doesn't it?
Like, but who would even, like, regardless of, like, the N-word or not, like, who would even say that? Like,
you can't deny him, but, you know, it sucks to hear that from a Celtic. It does.
It just sucks, man. I just want to watch sports and not be told I'm a terrible person for just wanting to watch a sports game. I'm like, I just want to watch sports. I don't hate black people or white people or Asian people or anyone. I just want to watch basketball.
I don't want to be considered a racist because I'm a Boston sports fan.
Right, I'm like, I just want to watch basketball or football. I'm like, I'm not racist. I'm not throwing things at fucking Albert Pujols because he's Hispanic or this guy. I'm like, I just want to watch the sport. I'm just going to go to the game, grab a few beers, and just watch the game. Like, probably, yes, I hate Kyrie. I'm not going to throw things at him. I might tell him he sucks. Like, if I could yell at him, like, whatever. Like, you're an opponent. That shit happens. Like, there's a lie, like, obviously. Like,
here's the thing. It's like, my biggest, like, you're saying everybody in Boston's a racist if they're a sports fan or something like that. It's like, my favorite sports growing up are baseball, basketball, and football. And it's like, 90% of my favorite players are black.
Right.
They have black skin.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, dude, all of my sports idols, 95% of them, I'm like, they seriously all are. Jaylen Brown is one of my favorite players in the NBA, and he's one of the most outspoken people about shit like this. I'm like, dude, I have no problem with it. I'm like, it's just frustrating. I'm like, I just want to go to the game, man.
It's fine with him because, like, he's well-spoken and everything like that.
But that's my point. I'm like, Jaylen Brown, like, he can come off a little smug, but, like, If he were to approach it even as, like, if he came back 2-3 years from now as an opponent, he gets traded to the Bulls or the fucking Knicks or whoever, and came back and was like, yeah, I did experience it sometimes in Boston, I guarantee you the way that he approached it would be much more positive in the way that, like, he's big into, like, change and, like, BLM and, like, you know, trying to, like, promote just positivity, I guess, for like, you know, like, black people and things like that and black athletes and all that. And it's like, I don't know. Just Kyrie, the way he carries himself, he always like, he's like, what could I say that'll piss people? Like, what could I say that would, like, probably, like, get my point across, but get my point across in a way that, like, has people, like, on board with me? And then he's like, or what could I say that would piss people off? And
he's like, gotta draw attention to himself.
Yeah, and then he's like, I'll go with the one that'll piss people off. It's like, dude, you could have worded that so much better and using, like, your power as an athlete, like, talked about it and tried to actually do something about it instead of just, like, coming back with some random fucking, like, baseless, just, they're all racist. Like,
I can't believe the crap he was saying. Crazy to me. I forget when he said this, but he was saying something about the fans in the league, about how we don't need them, and he wants to start his own league with, like...
Yeah, that's different crazy. Players.
And it's like, dude, the only reason you're playing basketball professionally is because of the fans.
Yeah, if you have no one to watch you, you're going to be playing basketball for fucking no one. You know what I mean? Like, go have fun. Go have fun playing basketball, getting paid $0. Like, have fun. You know what I mean? It's like, you guys are unbelievably talented. People have no problems coming to watch you play and, like, spending a good amount of money. And, like, some people don't have a lot of money to spend, especially in Boston. Like, Boston's, like, I feel like Boston is either very, like, rich, it's very affluent, or it's very, like, blue-collar. Like, and I could be wrong. Like, I mean, I feel like you're either Joe Public or you're, like, living in a brownstone. Like, it's one or the other. Like, there's a lot of middle class.
There's,
like,
a lot of that.
You know what I mean? It's like, you're either a pretty relatable, like, yeah, I work, you know, Monday through Friday, just hanging out with the kids, doing my thing, like, trying to get through life. Or you're like, you know, like, old school Boston brownstone. But it's, like, one or the other.
There's certain towns in the Boston area that are, like, they're some of the richest in the entire country. It's insane.
Yeah, man. Brookline, driving through, like, Newton. Natick, Newton, any of those places. Yeah. It's just like, what? Like, Wellesley? Wellesley is like $1 million homes.
Oh, it's insane. It's like...
But it's like...
What are all these all CEOs from all over the country in this one spot?
Yeah, right, I don't feel like... That's the thing, though, is I'm like, bro, I drive around in Wellesley, and it's not like I'm like... I feel at home here. I'm like, bro, I feel like... poor as shit when I drive around Wellesley. You know what I mean? I'm like, I am in another tax bracket, man.
I drive around there all the time.
Right. I'm like, dude, I used to work in Westie, so it was like, I'm driving around fucking Brookline and Natick and all these other spots, and I'm like, man, like, these people are really wealthy. Like, this guy's got a Tesla, a Mercedes, and a Range Rover.
It's getting more and more wealthy, too, because it's like you drive down an older street in that town, and it's like you see the people that have lived there forever and have their little Massachusetts Cape house.
Yeah,
and
then next to it
are all the houses that have been torn down.
They have little mini
mansions right there on the whole lot. And the
massive, super modern, all glass, like, fucking mega house.
I talked to one of the old guys that lived in one of those little houses. This whole house is the whole street's turning into, like, big houses and stuff. And he's like, I hate it. He's like, he's a sad old guy. He's like, there used to be, you know, a bunch of kids running around the neighborhood riding bikes. I never see anybody outside anymore. Everybody I knew is gone. Every house that was here before was gone. It doesn't even look familiar. I got to sit in my backyard to feel like I got something that's normal.
Oh, God, guy hates his life.
I was like, oh, this poor old guy. I was like, I understand why you feel this way. Dude,
it's happening everywhere, man. When I was just in Miami, like, I don't know a ton about Miami. I was just there for a couple days, but, like, we're in this area called Wynwood, which apparently, like, they were saying it was, like, a lower-class area, which, by the way, it was fucking awesome. It was, like, super cool, dude. There was, like, graffiti everywhere, but it wasn't, like just random graffiti. It was, like, art. It was, like, murals and, like, awesome portraits and, like, really, really awesome work. I'm like, dude, I don't know why they don't have more of it around here, because it's fucking awesome.
It is cool when you see
it's, dude, cool, like, graffiti. I remember people are so talented, those graffiti artists, man, they're unreal.
We stopped in Richmond one time, and it was the same thing. Like, there was one section we walked down to, there was, like, this little farmer's market area, and then right by there, there was...
Thank you.
Right by there, there was, like, this big wall. There was it was one huge, big mural on this wall, and it was freaking awesome looking.
Right, yeah, like, that's what I'm like, dude.
I was like, that's sweet.
Yeah, we went, I have pictures. When we went to Toronto last year, and I'm sure there's a name for it that the locals know, but they were basically, like, this, it was, like, one or two, like, alleyways, and it was literally dedicated to graffiti, and, like, people just go there, you put something up, and then someone else, like, adds to it, and it just becomes, like, it was awesome. Like, it's this collective piece of art, but, like, independently of each other. Like, so I'm sure some people did it together, but, like, this guy would put up a picture of, like, a mural of, like, a kid on a bike, or, like, a kid doing this, like, with a rose in his hand, and then someone would, like, come in after that and draw, like, a crown on the kid and, like, another thing, and then another person would, and it was, like, it starts off as this one thing, and it ends up being this whole big art piece that was
really cool.
It was super cool, and I'm like, dude, there's, like, Boston had one spot where they used to have this. It was, if I remember correctly, it was, like, near South Station. It was huge mural of, like, a woman with, like, a...
It changed all the time, too. They let people do it up differently.
Yeah, and it was awesome. It was, like, it looked like a Middle Eastern, like, a Muslim woman, and it was fucking sweet. I'm like, dude, like, have more of this. It's not, like, graffiti's not a bad thing. Like,
right,
if it's a tag, like, it might not look great, but, like...
Give people a place to do it, so...
Yeah.
Like... If it's a private property thing, it's all right, well, probably don't do it there, but, like...
Right, but, like, give them, like give them a little area inside the Boston Common and be like, yo, this is, like, the graffiti area, and, like, y'all can come here. It gives you a safe spot to practice your thing. Like, shit like that helps keep people from doing stupid shit, because it gives them a place to practice whatever they're good at.
Right.
Whether it's sports, skateboarding, fucking graffiti, like, whatever
it is.
Don't
graffiti,
like,
the statue of freaking...
Yeah, of
Paul Revere. Yeah.
Yeah, go draw fucking sweet graffiti of Paul Revere in, like, a sick-ass style, you know what I mean? Or whatever, or, like, I love shit like that. I'm like, dude, I wish Boston did more of that.
Right.
Like, sucks that they don't, but, like...
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like, we went to Wynwood, and it was, like, it was the same thing. Like, there was, like... One street that, like, looked like it was, you know, it was still kind of, like, it was getting there, but it was still kind of up and coming. There was still some kind of bad areas. And then there were some other areas that were, like, hipster-ass, like, craft beer bars. And I'm like, a street over there looks like, you know what I mean, like, totally different. And it's just weird. It's, like, such a weird dichotomy. It's, like...
That is weird. That's a cool way of kind of bringing it up, though, because you bring that some light to that neighborhood, you know?
But yeah, and, like, dude, I have pictures. Like, even, like, this was in the Wynwood area. I'll show you on my phone. Like, that was one of the graffitis in, the thing.
Oh, that was all wild. Done. Like, look at
you know
that.
What I mean? That was a whole portrait all done in, like...
Is that a heart in there, too? What is that?
Yeah, it's like this whole, the whole chick. It was like, there's all, like, hearts with a crown on it.
Oh, that's
all
a,
sorts of different things.
I thought,
like,
it was a heart. But
yeah, butterflies, aquatic stuff, all, like, all this crazy shit. And, like, that was one of, like, a ton of them.
That's freaking awesome.
And it's super cool. And I'm like, dude, I don't know why we don't do more of that here. Like,
yeah, why not?
That's freaking sweet. Rather than just having a wall.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like doing things like that is, it like, it adds to the culture of the city and, like, what people get to look at and explore when they come here. And it helps keep people who otherwise might be doing it to a piece of property. It gives them an out, you know what
stuff
I mean?
Stuff like that, too, especially in, like, like crime-ridden neighborhood or something like that, giving someone something to do like that, and then giving other people things to look at.
It's urban, like, areas and shit, it's huge, man. Like,
that subliminally, it goes through people and it makes them freaking happier. But it's the truth. It brings down crime and stuff like that. It's the truth. If you got nice stuff to look at, if you got trees and grass and all this stuff, it makes everything look nicer and it makes people less likely to commit crime.
It's the truth. It's like, there's a fucking, obviously, a huge correlation. It's like, dude, like, it's really not, I mean, there's a lot of systemic issues, I'm sure, but it's just like, just, you know, those things go a long way. I have a friend who used to live in Boston, and, like, it was just crazy. Like, he lived in Roxbury? I think it was Roxbury. Yeah, it was Roxbury. And, like, he lived in Roxbury in, like, not the nicest area, you know what I mean? It wasn't the worst, but it wasn't the nicest of areas. It was, you know, had some bad spots. But, like, dude, they had this big-ass community center, indoor basketball hoops, all this other stuff. They had a three-court park that had, like, awesome, really nice, like hoops. Like, they weren't, like, the ones we have are shitty with no nets, double rims, and they shake all the time. Mm. These were, like, glass backs, like, really nice rims. And I'm like, dude, like, how nice is that? Like,
it's wicked
nice. I wish we had that. Like, that's sick, you know what I mean? And, like,
I don't know where that one came from, but so many times those things are, like, donated from people and stuff like that. That's the thing. And it's, you wish you could get that everywhere.
Right.
You know?
But and it's like, but that's huge. Like, you know what I mean? Like, stuff like that is massive. Like, I would love for that to be in, like, the place of, you know, our hometown and stuff like that. But it's just like, I don't know. It is what it is, I guess, but... Mm-hmm. I don't know, man, but yeah, all this shit's fucking crazy, man. It's just such a weird time to be in Boston, dude. Tom Brady's gone, everyone's racist, the Celtics suck, everyone on the Celtics is being traded or moving or leaving. I'm like, dude,
what are they gonna do now? Do you like the freaking I mean, I'm fine with Danny being gone, whatever. I don't know how he leave. He probably got fired. I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
They fired him. But he, I don't think he was interested in staying anyways. He was fucking playing
golf. I gotta admit, I don't like the Brad thing. I'm not crazy about it. I guess it's better than having Danny just because it's something new, but...
People are pissed. Some people are fine with it. A lot of people are pissed. A lot of sports analysts are pissed. You know, like, he didn't deserve it. He doesn't, like... He has, like, not no experience, but, like, he's not proven himself to be a GM. Like, he's not even proven himself to be a winning coach.
Like, they can say all they want about, like, about him just, like, knowing the system and like, they know the guys and they wanted to keep it in-house or whatever. And it's, like, it's a money thing. It's got to be a money thing.
It's got to be. Yeah.
Got to be. They didn't want to pay, what that guy from Utah or whatever? Was it Utah or OKC? Know. The guy was in OKC.
Is it? Yeah.
I forget his name, but they kept talking about him. Like, why didn't they sign this guy? Because they don't want to pay him all that.
You want to know why they should have fucking signed that guy? Because he had James Harden, Kevin Durant, and Russell Westbrook on the same team at the same time. That's why. You know what I mean? I'm like, dude, that's why you should have fucking signed him. Like, what, are you crazy? Like, I mean, I know they were young.
Someone called him and he was like, why do we want him? He traded all those guys away. And it's like, yeah, well, he had to. He tried to keep the team alive.
Yeah. You trade all those guys away, it's like, well, what, they're going to leave. You don't have a choice. Yeah. Like, you have to trade them eventually.
You got to trade them. But Danny, that's what we should have done. Danny should have traded, who was it? He should have traded Gordon Hayward.
Bro, Danny Ainge could have gotten... Fucking, I don't remember who it was that came after, but in the draft, if he hadn't gotten, he got Kelly Olynyk, and he could have got, like, Giannis or something.
It was Giannis.
He could have got Giannis. He could have traded for Jimmy Butler. He could have traded for Kawhi Leonard. He could have traded for Anthony Davis. He could have traded for, like, I don't know, any fucking one, and he decided not to because he had all of these draft picks that he wanted to save. It's like, dude.
This year was crazy. I love Marcus Smart, but, like, if you're going to get, we could have got Vucevic for him.
We need a big man. Like, we need a big. I don't know. You can find another fucking Patrick Beverly, Marcus Smart, scrappy guard defender who can shoot some threes here and there. Like, I love Marcus Smart, but the intangibles aren't like this, like, once in a lifetime player. He's like, right. Avery Bradley was a really good defensive player. Rondo was really good at defense. Like, there's a lot of really good play. You know what I mean? Like,
right. There's a lot, and it's like, yeah, he's got stuff that nobody else brings to the table. But, like, there's a lot of players that are similar to him.
Right.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, Patrick Beverley, he might be a little bit older, but, like, Patrick Beverley is a really good defender, and he has just as much, like, he gets on people's nerves. He makes people fuck up because he talks a ton of shit. Like, we could get him. He's on the Bucks now, but, like, we could have got him. He was on the Rockets, I believe. Right. You know what I mean? Like, or the Clippers, one of them. One of those teams. I don't remember.
One thing that worries me about having Brad in here is, like, I know this guy loves the three so much. And I know that's the way of the NBA, but it's like, what, are you going to get a soft big that shoots threes or something like that for us? We need a bulldog down there. I don't care if he can shoot, too, but we need somebody that gets freaking boards and claws up the lane. That's what everyone says, though.
And, like, yeah, it is the way of the NBA, but it's not entirely. Like, look at, like, Joel Embiid, one of the best in the league. Like, big man, not a three-pointer. You know what I mean? Now we got to stop this, then we can start it back up. Like, Joel Embiid. Not a huge man. He can not a great 3-point shooter. He's all right, but not a phenomenal. And he does fine. Mm-hmm. Look at Jokic. You know. Look at Jokic. I mean, Jokic is he's like an MVP candidate. He's a big man. He can shoot, but still, it's like there's a lot of big guys that are. You know,
the thing is, all these premier teams though, it's like they might not have a traditional big man down there like Joel Embiid, but like they have somebody that can clog up the paint.
Like, you know, like a DeAndre Ayton. DeAndre Ayton's awesome for Suns.
And I know we have Rob Williams, but, like, he's young. He's not healthy. Honestly, I love him, but, like, I think we should trade him because he could end up having a lot
He's going to be injury prone.
He's going to be injury prone, and he's got a really good
ceiling right now. Yeah, so you can get value for him while you still can. You know what I mean? Like, he looks really good. Bro, he had 7 blocks in that
game. That was awesome.
That was fucking insane. That was awesome. He's blocking everyone, bro. I'm like,
he's fun to watch. He's cool.
For sure.
I was so pissed with the Brad coaching this year. I thought it was horrible who he would play all the time. Oh. He should have been playing Pritchard nonstop. As soon as we figured out that he had some freaking guts in him.
Yeah. That kid was good, man. He still is. But, you know, like,
he did not get enough playing time this year. And every time he freaking threw out, like, I don't know, for a start, he threw out Nesmith or fucking...
He was throwing out Nesmith like crazy.
Nesmith or Romeo Langford out of nowhere in the playoffs. Yeah. It was like, he did decent, but it's like...
Yeah, he was throwing out
Romeo Langford. He didn't play all year. Yeah, it's like, why isn't Pritchard out here or something like that?
I agree. Carson Edwards, he like never threw out, you know what I mean? He was out once in a great while, but he was very rarely out there.
I'm not big on Carson Edwards, but yeah, he was there.
Grant Williams, he was throwing out all the time. Who's all right, but he's kind of doofy.
He's just a role player. He doesn't do anything for you.
Yeah, you know? he's, I don't really love him, but yeah, man, it was fucking. It's just this Celtics season has been brutal, man. I'm like,
it sucks to watch because, you know, we went to the freaking Eastern Conference Finals with less talent than this a bunch of times.
That's what's insane to me, dude. I'm like, we took LeBron. Well, I believe it was that year. We took LeBron to 7 with Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum when they were young and not nearly what they are now.
Yeah.
And Isaiah Thomas, and we took LeBron and the Cavs to 7. And I'm like, dude. And then Kyrie came along with Gordon Hayward, and we were like, this is our fucking chance. Like, you know what I mean? We're like, dude.
2 years ago, we took them to, was it the Bucks to 7 games?
Yeah. And we won it on, like, we won 2 of those games, if I remember correctly, on, like knife edge fucking 3-pointers. I remember one like from Jaylen Brown Tatum in the corner to win the game. You know what I mean?
That was the year Kyrie stopped playing in the playoffs.
Yeah, because I don't remember what it was. I thought it was because of his nose, which drove me crazy because I'm like, bro. If you, like, got a messed up hand, sure. Messed up ankle, sure. Some family shit going on that you can't, like, get rid of, sure. Like, that happens. Nose?
No.
Bro, put a fucking mask on.
Yeah.
Get all right, and like get out there. Like that's you know what I mean.
Players got out there with broken orbital sockets and honestly, played.
Dude, like, but it's just like, bro, fucking NFL players have literally like dislocated bone, like dislocated things, popped it back into place, broken things. I think there was one NFL player who cut his finger off or something like that to get back into a game. It was something fucking crazy.
Yeah, I've heard something like
that. He literally cut his finger off or something to get back. It's like, dude, like. Hockey players will be like concussed playing.
Broken legs and shit.
Yeah, like that. Dude.
And obviously, you can't do that in basketball.
No, but like Tony Romo played with a collapsed lung. I'm like, bro, he's a quarterback getting hit by 300-pound linebackers with a collapsed lung. You guys are like, I have a sore nose. I don't know. I don't know if I can do it, man. I'm like, bro. I don't know why everyone's so angry at me. It's like, yeah, hard to figure it out. I'm like,
Rob Williams, get turf toe. What are you talking about turf toe? There's no fucking turf.
I have a sore toe. It's like, then wear bigger shoes, man. Wear a fucking size 14 or 13.
Wrap that shit in gauze. You get the best medical attention you could possibly have.
Put some foam in the front of it, man. Like, there's certain ones I'm really not, like, I'm not really giving you a lot of sympathy for, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, certain ones, it's like, bro, come on. Like, I understand, and like, part of it is, like, not their choice. I understand that, too. Like, some of it is, but, like, some of the athletes don't have a choice. They're contractually obligated. Like, their coach sits them because the coach doesn't want to risk screwing it up more, even though they want to play. Like, Embiid, I think, was pissed because he was out, even though he wanted to play, but they didn't play him. Because they're like, yeah, we'd rather keep you out for 2 weeks than have you get injured and be out for a year. Like, what are you going to do? But, like...
So, if the Celtics bring in their assistant coach that's a black woman...
From, what's her name, Duke, right?
I think she's from Duke or something like
that. She's like, she was the assistant from Duke. Kayla?
I think it's Kaya something.
I think I have that right. I could be wrong.
I don't remember. But if they bring that in, it's going to seem like a straight PR move or something like that.
And
it's like, she might be pretty good and the players might like her and everything like that, but... It's PR, and it's also just you're saving money by bringing her in here.
And
you
definitely save money, and like, I'm...
And it's like, listen, what are you cheaping out on this team?
Bro, I don't care if you bring in a fucking obese Asian man. I don't care if you bring in a small black woman, a tall white guy. I don't care.
Oh, I don't care who it is.
Who the fuck you bring in, as long as they do well. Like, I don't care.
The best person for the job. Like, if she's...
Seriously, I'm like,
if she's not the best person for the job, and you're not bringing in somebody else because you don't want to pay somebody right now... F you.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. I'm like, and that's another thing with the whole racism thing in Boston is, like, they're mad about, like, the players. They're also mad about, like, the fact that there's, like, no one in the front office. Because it's like, Danny, it's like all...
That's every front office.
Supposedly, yeah.
That's almost every front office in every sport.
Right, except, and, like, the Doc Rivers was a big exception because he, and I don't think he is anymore in Philly, but he was...
I'm talking about above the coaching level, though. I mean,
no, but he was in Philly. He was in L.A. He was, what's it called? He was GM.
Oh, he was GM as well?
I believe so, yeah. He was GM as well as the coach. Mm. So he was one of few that was actually in charge of, like, legitimately making, like, basketball decisions.
Yeah.
And it obviously didn't really work out. But the more I think about it, I think it's just the Clippers. Because they just can't win with anyone, ever. So.
Yeah, I know.
No matter who they have.
Crazy that he didn't win with everybody he had over there.
Yeah, but they can't win anyways, bro. They have Paul George and Kawhi, and they still can't win. They can't even get out of the fucking first round of the... Can't even get out of the first leg of the playoffs. It's like, dude. Well, I don't know if they did. Maybe they did get out of the first round. I don't think they did, though. I thought they lost to Utah.
Crazy.
I thought they lost to the Jazz. I could be wrong, though. But either way,
and that's all these teams that don't get anywhere. Is Denver winning their series right now?
I think they are, and that's what, like, so I was listening to, I think, Felger Mavs, and they're like, dude, like, it's kind of putrid. Like, when do, like, you would, like, you would expect to hear someone from either Boston, New York, or like California, probably, or Texas, like one of the big states, in the finals, like a Dallas or like a San fucking Golden State, or like Los Angeles, or New York, or whatever.
Right, right.
And they're like, dude, the final teams right now, they're like, it is the Milwaukee Bucks, we have the Phoenix Suns, the Denver Nuggets, like, we have the Utah Jazz. They're like, dude, like, can you get less sports market? Like, Jesus, like, choose all the least significant cities for sports in the country. Like,
yeah.
It's just like, dude, like, you know, like, Miami or, like, New York or, like, any of them. It's just like, yeah, we'll go with, like, all these really, really, really small ones. Like,
I don't care about that. I mean, as a fan, you don't give a crap about that.
No, not at all, but it's just funny.
Yeah, you're right. Like, I feel like...
It's like all these tiny ass markets.
That's what worries me sometimes when you're watching these playoff games is, like, I feel like they push, that they... Sometimes they push the refs, like, lean towards these
oh,
guys.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Them. Because that's what, you know, they're thinking that right now. You know that, like, whoever, what's his, Adam Silver is like, dude, fuck, like, we get no, like, oh, we gotta hope that, like, the Nets stay in this. Because, like, right now, we have, like, all these Midwestern teams, you know what I mean? They're like, we get fucking, like, no LeBron, no Steph Curry, no Kawhi Leonard. They're like, what are we, like... God, like, the Nets better do something, because if they go out, they're like, dude, we have no one. Like,
there was one World Series a few years back. I forget who it was. I think it was St. Louis versus somebody else, and it was, like, the lowest market for a World Series in a
like,
long,
dude, this
long
is like,
time.
You know what I mean? They're like, what is this? Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, Oh no, Salt Lake City. I'm like, that's like, who cares about the Utah Jazz fucking market? Right. Like, they're a cool team, but like, Jazz. I don't think a lot of Mormons are out there watching basketball. I mean, I could be wrong, but like,
no,
you know what I mean? But yeah, man, it's been fucking crazy. The offseason's going to be really, really weird.
Really interesting.
But for Boston sports, though, dude, between the Patriots and, like, trying to figure out all of this shit with Cam Newton and Tom Brady and Mac Jones and then, like, the Celtics and all Mac of this Jones shit, man.
I hope they do.
It's going to be a bonkers couple of years for the
You know what I think's going to happen? Just out of, like, shit luck. Something will happen to Cam Newton week 3 and he will have to start. His first start will be against Tom Brady week 4.
Yeah, his first start will be Tom Brady week 4. He'll get smoked. It'll ruin his confidence forever, and then we'll be back out of a quarterback. They'll do exactly what they did to fucking, what's his name there? The guy in New York. Oh my god. I want to say Daniel Bryan, and that's just not it. That's the wrestler. What's his name? Daniel, that guy. Whatever his name is, him.
For the Jets, are you talking about?
The Jets are Sam Darnold. No, the Giants, New York Football Giants.
The New York Football Giants.
Never understood why they said that.
I don't either. I have no idea.
Like the New York Football Giants. I'm like, I know of no other New York Giants. I don't know of any other team named the New York Giants. I know the San Francisco Giants, so I don't know why you always say it.
I don't know why you gotta say that.
It's like the New England Football Patriots. It's like, okay, well, that's the only ones. So. But what's his name, dude? Daniel what? I can't believe I can't figure this out right now.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Really? Oh my god, what's his name?
I'm sure when you say his name, I don't know who you're talking about.
What the fuck team were they just talking about? The Giants?
New York Football Giants.
Daniel Jones. That's
it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's him. Fucking Danny fucking Jones, kid. Factoid. Yeah, man. I'm excited. I'm excited for the state of the Celtics.
Exciting time. And it's a strange, weird time.
It's a fucking really weird time, man. It's a time. It's definitely a time I'm going to be telling my kids about. Like, dude, I remember that. Oh, do you remember this time? Like, oh yeah. I remember those years, man. The early 2020s, they were fucking... They were
wild.
We started out almost going to war with Iran. I'm like, and then we hit COVID, and it was just like, it didn't stop from there, baby.
Yeah.
We just kept going.
Like, I totally forgot about the Iran.
Everyone did. That was like 3 weeks worth of we almost nuked each other, and then we were like, no, we're good.
Yeah.
No worries. And then COVID happened, and everyone was just like, well... We all have other shit to deal with. Like, listen, why don't we all put our differences aside for a year because everyone's dying? How's that sound? Like, okay, fair enough.
All good. How about so we're almost out of the mud here with the COVID stuff. I mean,
oh yeah,
that the mask mandate's gone,
dude. Is it nice?
Unbelievable that it's.
Is it nice?
I did not think that was coming. That so. Oh man.
Oh, it's so nice, dude.
It's so great to just walk in the grocery store with no mask on.
Like, oh, I went in the other day. I just walked in like. Looked around, I'm like...
Yeah, the first time you do it afterwards, you're like, is this okay? Am I going to get yelled at?
Seriously. That's what was crazy. So, as I mentioned, I went to Miami, and we went to the Heat game. Because, weirdly enough, the Heat were like... The tickets were like $40, dude. Game 4 of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We spent like $42. So, we went to a game, and they were full capacity. 87% capacity. So, like...
No, this who cares time, at that point? What the right, hell is the
like,
difference?
This time last... Right, so that's what I'm saying. Like, this time last year, no one was like... Everything was dead. No one was around. Dude, there were 17,600 people without masks on in that place. And I'm just like, this is fucking crazy. Like a year, 2 years ago, I wouldn't think this was crazy. I would just think this is a basketball game. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but now it's like, to think of how the last year was, and now to just be like, oh my God, like, we're already back to this? Like, Jesus, that...
I mean, Florida's been almost open the whole freaking time.
Yeah, their government doesn't give a shit, dude.
They can't do that. But the NBA is different. They have to do their own, you know, all the major sports leagues have their own...
Well, in private businesses in Florida were different. Because, like, down there, even though, like, we were on South Beach, everywhere else was open, but, like, you didn't have to worry about masks, but if you went into, like, Walgreens or, like, a restaurant, until you were seated, you had to wear your mask up.
Right.
So, they were, like, private businesses were still, but, like, no one gave a shit. I mean, even down in the airport, like, me and my friend were literally in this little, like, airport bar, like, just drinking. Because we had, like, 2 hours to kill. And there were people walking around the airport with no masks on and just no one. They're walking by, like, the canine officers and the cops and no one said anything. Like, no one did. Everyone's just so tired of being masked up and cooped up. They're like, I don't fucking care, man. Like, whatever, do what you want. Like, Plus, now so many people have the vaccine, which, you know, take however you feel about it. I mean, just a lot of people have it, so they're more comfortable taking their mask off and walking around, you know? So. Mm-hmm. But.
Crazy. How about India with the freaking vaccine?
Dude, I know, man.
That is messed up. That it's happening now. It's like, what?
Dude, and hell? It's like crazy, dude. I was watching videos of people, like, chucking bodies into the river, throwing them off a bridge. I'm like, this is fucking crazy, dude. Like, this is like the Dark Ages. Like, funeral pyres. Like, not to be stereotypical, but the guy at the convenience store that I go to right down the street, he's an Indian guy, and he was like, we were literally talking about it, and he's like, dude, my country is like, it's like ravaged right now. Like, we were talking about it because this was right before the masks were coming off, and we're like, yeah, you know, we can finally take these off, and he's like, my country is like, absolutely destroyed. He's like, it's everywhere. Like, it is everywhere. It's horrible. I'm like, dude, it's just awful. Like,
I was listening to something about it today, and I don't remember everything. I'm not going to go into detail about it because I don't know everything about it. I don't want to sound super ignorant, but I guess, like, what it was saying is, what everybody's been saying is that they don't have the resources to set up a like a manufacturing site near there or something like that, which is total bullshit.
Yeah, there's no way they don't. And like, especially if they're getting world help, it's like, bro, come on.
And it's like they're not in, they might not have one in India, but someone was saying they have one in, like, they have a facility that they just made, and it's like super up to date, and it's in like Thailand or something like that.
Near-ish, sort of.
Near-ish. And it's like, and some of the people who are operating that facility are saying, like, if you give us the like makeup of how to make the vaccine, we can mass produce it very quickly.
Yeah, if you guys would just fucking stop being stingy and like help us out.
But like they won't hand it out around to everybody in the world. They only let this go out in certain places, which is fucked up.
Well, and dude, it's like I mean, like, it's no secret that India is like huge, but like I think, and I don't know the exact number, but it was something along the lines of, they were like this was weeks ago, but they were like, yeah, like, so far India has, you know, vaccinated, like, 38 or, like, 40 million people. And I was like, all right, like, they're getting there, you know what I mean? Like, that's, like, 10-12% of our country, right?
Yeah.
India, they were like, yeah, that's 2% of the population. I'm like, that's fucking absurd. Like, that is part of the problem right there. I'm like, there's just so many people, and they're so smashed together there. Like, they're such small, like, such close quarters, you know what I mean?
But
so
if it is that many people, like, and we have these World Health Organizations, they should have been planning for that shit.
And that's the thing, it's like, how do y'all not have, like, shit ready in those places of, like, all right, listen, we're gonna need some extra. Like,
what we got three times the people. Billionaires and everything saying, this is a worldwide, we're gonna treat this war, and we're all gonna work together, and it's like, well, clearly you weren't.
And and it's like, you guys have a third of, like, the world's population in two countries that basically border each other, or, I'm not the best at geography, do border each other. India and China are, like, either right next to each other, or, like, very, very close to each other. I know that.
I think they do border each other.
I feel pretty bad that I don't know that, but I don't often look at the map of Asia, you know, Eastern Asia especially.
I'm pretty sure they border each other.
So, but it's like, you know what I mean? So I'm like, dude, you have 3 billion people, and you guys didn't think it was prudent to have some safety measures in effect? Like, you know, maybe we should have a little bit extra shit there just in case something happens. Like, I saw videos of, like, I mean, the guy was trying to be a good Samaritan, but, like, it was a guy giving his mask that he took off his face to, like, a woman or something, like an older woman. And I was just like, I mean, props for being a good dude. It's kind of counterintuitive, because, like, if you have, you know what I mean? I'm like, props for being a good guy and, like, being like, listen, you need this more than I do. Like, respect.
Who knows?
But maybe try and find her a freshie.
Who knows, man? I mean, you're not supposed to do this anyway, but, like, who knows? Maybe that guy's vaccinated or whatever, which doesn't really make a difference, apparently, but...
Right, and it does kind of suck. You get vaccinated, but it doesn't cover you from these ones. It's like, oh, well, all right. But they're saying it supposedly covers you from the variants, right? Is that what I read, or did I read that wrong?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's it's a certain percentage against the variants or whatever. But
I don't know. I will say, man, more and more people are getting it, though. It's crazy. Everyone I talk to on, like, at my job, every time I, like, talk to them, they're like, no, we're vaccinated. We all have our shots. Like, we're vaccinated. We all have our shots.
I love, with all this stuff coming out and coming to an end, now people are starting to be, like, less on the whole Asian hate thing, and it's like, it's not about that, but we need to figure out how this freaking happened.
Yeah, like, it's not about Asian hate or hating anyone, but, like, we should probably, like, not let this happen again and, like, make sure that the people that had it happen, like, are under a little bit like, more of a strict protocol. Like, I was like, you know what I mean? Whoever it is. Like,
I think it was a couple weeks ago, Biden came out and they said there's going to be an investigation as to how this got out. And I was shocked that he actually said that. Because they've been defending China so hard.
And that's what's crazy. Like, I was reading, I think it was, like, Daily Mail, which they're, like, useless when it comes. I mean, they're not a fucking, like, reputable news source, I wouldn't say. They make spelling mistakes. They have fucking tabloids. But, like, whatever. I was reading it. So it's on Snapchat. And they were saying that, like, all the shit that Donald Trump was saying about, like, the China virus and all this crazy stuff. People are, like, circling back around, like, he actually might have been onto something. Like,
right.
He might not have been so far off, even though he's kind of ignorant the way that he said it. They're like, he might have been right. Like, shit.
It's like, but yeah, they let this thing out.
They're like, that might have been right. Like, yeah, right.
And it's like, I 100% believe this came out of a lab. I don't think there's any other way. Like, it might have came from a bat initially, but, like, you took the from a bat, just put it in the lab, and started researching on it.
Talk about, that is a fuck-up of monumental proportions.
So
why you need your cup of coffee in the morning right there. You know what I mean?
Have you seen anything that Rand Paul's been doing about this?
No, I saw him on the fucking TV the other day. I don't know what he was... there was no audio, so I don't know what he's saying. So
he's been pushing and pushing for... to, like, look into this and everything like that. But his big thing has been no more gain-of-function research.
No more what?
Gain-of-function research. Like, the United States can't fund that.
What is that?
That is researching a virus or a disease of some kind and in a laboratory and basically boosting it up to see what its effects could be.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And it's like you can't play God with this stuff. Yeah. Don't fucking do that!
Yeah, they're like, oh, well, we made Ebola, but what happens if we make super Ebola? You're like, no, I think that's bad enough. How about you just leave it where it is and, like, put it in some icy fucking den and then never open it back up ever again? How's that sound?
Right.
How about that?
They have freaking research reasons of why they want to do this and stuff like that. It's like, no, fuck that. Just leave it where it is.
Just leave it. Yeah, no, we have this and that. It's like, no, we don't need any of that. That's
fine. Because, like, if that's what this was and it got out, it's like, what the fuck were you doing?
Yeah, right.
We don't need to do that anymore, clearly.
Yeah, and, like, I know, like, everyone has their opinions on it and, like, what it is, what COVID is, and what happened, but it's like, bro, like, they can't seem to figure out what it actually is. Like, obviously, there's, like, the base symptoms of, like, the respiratory issues and shit, but you're, like, hearing everything. They're, like, Evan Fournier was talking about, not to bring it back to the Celtics, but, like, the COVID, like, they're calling it, like, long COVID or something, and it's, like, the effects of, like, COVID post, like, when you recover.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, I'm having eye problems, I'm having ear issues, I'm having, like, long-term asthma and respiratory issues, I've, like, felt like I'm in a fog, I've had concussions, I've lost this, and I'm, like, just, like, a million things. And I'm like, dude, like, how do you, like, if this wasn't a lab and they really did create it, it's like, who's to say that they don't have all these crazy fucking side effects? Like, who's to say? They could have added a bunch of, like, yeah, we'll pepper in a little bit of that, chuck in some of these, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Yeah, this is regular COVID, but we're gonna fucking throw in a little bit of, like, you know, like, cold resistance. We'll chuck in some of these just in case.
Mm-hmm.
We'll add a little bit of extra, contagiousness or, contagion, like, it's weird.
And someone doesn't freaking put their PPE on the right way and it gets out of the fucking place.
Yeah.
And it's like, you said, we end up with super Ebola.
Yeah,
and
you know everybody's what I'm saying?
Spraying, like, black death all over the place.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. But it's just, it's so weird, man.
Oh, it's weird.
It is such a weird time to be alive. I even told, like, I've asked my parents and, like, people who are older than, like, me, like, coworkers and stuff, and I'm like, man, like, can you ever remember a time when you guys were younger growing up in, like, the 60s and 70s where it was fucking, like, this, like, chaotic and just, like, all over the place and weird, and no one has been able, everyone's just like, no. Like, they're like, this is something else. Between, like, all the fucking, like, political movements and gay rights and women's rights and trans rights and fucking racism and anti-racism and, you know what I mean?
And aliens.
And fucking aliens getting released and, like, and all the mass shootings and then COVID and quarantine. It's just like, dude, like, we just, like, everything is happening. I'm like, we got fucking war. We got this. We got countries fighting over fucking religion from thousands of years ago, and they're still fighting over it. You know what I mean? I'm like, dude, it's crazy, man.
And now,
like,
everybody's back on that stuff, and it's like, oh boy.
And that's like, we could have talked about that on this podcast, but I'm far. We can save it for another. I am time. Far too ignorant about the whole. I am obviously, as a white kid from the suburbs, pretty far removed from like what's, you know, the intricacies and the long term ins and outs of the Palestine versus Israel debate. But even like the basics of it, I'm like, I don't really know. Like, I know that there's a lot of issue because of what happened in the 1940s and people's areas being taken in favor of other people's areas being created, and I just like, but I don't know enough about it, and I'm not from that area. I'm like, I'm not taking sides in that whole debate.
Yeah,
like,
I'd
like to do more research. It's pretty ignorant
for me to just say, oh, I just want peace between those two guys, and then it's like, it'll probably never happen.
No, it's true, but it really is one of those things. It's like, dude, like.
Like, I just don't like. I mean, there's people like us who are white people from the suburbs, and they're adamant on a side.
Right, like, you know what I mean?
Why? Are you one of those things?
Yeah, that's the thing. They're like, I'm 100% with Palestine. I'm 100% with Israel. I'm like, I'm 100% just letting everyone fucking hang out and just do your thing, man. Like, I'm 100% everyone just getting along. Like, Palestine goes to Israel. Israelis go to Palestine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. Mm. Like.
I think they should stop sending fucking missiles over their walls.
Yeah, like, really. Just get rid of the fucking walls. That's a big part of it. You know what I mean? Like, the walls don't work out well for people when you're trying to reconnect them. It didn't work out well for the Berlin Wall. It doesn't. Walls are not a. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
those walls up, and then they're like, well, we need peace. And it's like, well, maybe remove the giant wall with barbed wire and start there. Like.
Those worked 1,500 years ago. Yeah. We don't need them anymore.
Yeah, we can shoot through those and over them. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, they're not... They're really just a symbol of, like, thousands of years of you guys hating each other, or hundreds of years of you guys hating each other. Like, remove the walls, try and start fucking talking, maybe bring in, like, some foreign mediators, you know? That isn't just the U.S. Maybe bring in some people from both sides, like...
Yeah. People probably not the U.S.
Bring in whoever. Like, bring in fucking, like, the United Arab Emirates, all right? They're a little bit more progressive. They have Dubai. Bring them in. They're from the Muslim, you know?
Right.
Whatever. Like, they might have and I know it's Muslims and Jews, and there's a very... But I'm just saying, like, people are very angry at the United States with Israel and all of that, so, like, maybe bring in some other parties, you know? Bring in a couple other people. Like, I don't know. See what you know, the Indians got a lot going on. See what they have to say about it. I don't know. Maybe take a poll.
I don't know.
See what the Russians think. You know, why not? I mean, I don't know. Just take a world poll. Just, you know, see. You know? And then it's like, well, if everyone thinks then that's right, then it's not just the US being jerks. It's just, that just seems like the way to go. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Clearly they're not going to solve that problem. So. No. Unless one of them kills all the other ones. So.
Dude, it's fucking crazy, man. It's just like so stupid. The things people argue over nowadays, I'm like, man, y'all argue over the color of people's skin and the things that were written in a book 2,000 years ago from people you can't even prove were alive. Like, people...
Don't you just gotta worry about putting some food on the table now?
Really? I'm like, do you people not have other things to worry about? Like, and by you people, I mean fucking everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone who is, like, crazy religious like that. It's like, do you just, like, anyone, Christian, fucking whatever, Muslim, fucking Jew... pagan, agnostic, whatever you are, like atheist, like, you just do your fucking thing, man.
Go have,
like,
your faith and leave everybody alone.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, I'm not, like, the most religious of people, but you don't see me walking, like, past people in a church being like, pfft. It's like, whatever, like, help yourself, like, I don't care. I'm walking by a mosque, flipping people off, like, yeah, Shabbat Shalom, like, whatever, you go by a temple, happy Hanukkah. I'm like, I don't, like, what the hell's the problem? Like, people are just so fucking up in arms over everything. People get so offended. I had a guy the other day. He's gay. Wished him. I was like, oh, happy gay pride. Happy pride month. He goes, oh, same to you. I'm like, this is people who would have been, like, legit offended by that. Like, same to you. What does he mean, same to you? I'm like, oh, thanks. I'm like, oh.
Cool, thanks, man.
That's it. I'm like, I don't know. Like, people get so fucking fired up over the dumbest things. I'm like, okay. Like, this is the end of the conversation. People say Merry Christmas and they lose their mind. I'm like, dude, if a Jewish guy walks up to me and goes, Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. I don't celebrate it, but Happy Hanukkah, sure, man.
Happy Hanukkah.
Hope you have a great Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. Like,
yeah, it's just good wishes. That's all it is. Don't get offended.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you too. I'm Jewish. Happy Hanukkah. You too. Like, there you go.
That's fine.
It's like so easy to just not be annoyed and be an asshole. Like,
don't be a cunt.
Really? Dude, like, that's really all, like, that, like, seriously, you could have just taken every religious text and just wrote, don't be a cunt. be a good person. That's all you have to write in the Bible. And everyone's just like, oh, I get it. Take out all the rules. Don't be a cunt. Be kind. Oh, my God.
Like, oh, wow.
Oh, look at thousands that. And thousands of years. Like, that's all it's trying to tell you, man. Just don't be a cunt. It's really that easy.
Yeah.
Bo Burnham has a skit about it. And he's like, I don't know. He's like talking from the perspective of God. And he's like, you shouldn't rape people because it's a terrible fucking thing to do. He's like, didn't think I had to spell that one out for you. Like, dude, I don't need to write it in a book. Like, you shouldn't need to be told that that's a terrible thing. It should feel terrible to you.
We have 15 stories about this.
Yeah, really.
I don't know why I'm laying it out for you this much, but here it is.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I didn't think I was going to have to fucking spell that one out, man. Like, thought that was kind of a layup. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't kill people. Don't rape people. Don't steal. Don't steal from people.
It's don't like, take people's kids, man.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Yeah. Really. that kid, yeah, he's not yours. Don't take them. Like, it's pretty fucking easy, man. Yeah, his land, yeah, it's not yours. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's really, like, it's very, like...
This guy made you mad? Don't go up and stab him in the neck.
Literally. That's like, yeah, seriously. Like, that's just not how it works. Like, you know what I mean? It's just not conducive. I'm telling you. The Holy Bible, Dan Eschner edition. Don't be a cunt.
All right.
The end.
The end.
The end.
I think we can end it right on that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's what time is it? Oh, my God. It's 11:30.
Yeah.